It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I served as chief counsel of the House Intelligence Committee, and I think in the 40 years of the committee's existence, since the post-Watergate era reforms with the Church and Pike committees that emerged from those scandals, I have never heard of a chairman of an oversight committee going to brief the president of the United States about concerns he has about things he's read in intelligence reports.
Yet, that's exactly what Devin Nunes, chair of the House Intelligence Committee, did on Wednesday. Jeremy Bash, former CIA chief counsel, explained.
The job of the committee is to do oversight over the executive branch, not to bring them into their investigation or tip them off to things that they may be looking at. And I've got to believe that other members of the committee are horrified at what they just witnessed. This is a chairman who is supposed to be doing an impartial, bipartisan investigation of the president and his inner circle, and instead he goes and basically tells the president and his team everything he knows. It's very concerning, particularly when what he is saying is that the collection was lawful. It was court ordered by lifetime federal judges against valid foreign intelligence targets, that the reports generated by the nonpartisan, non-political intelligence community were of foreign intelligence value. And then he goes and tries to make this into a political cover story for the president's tweet storm two Saturdays ago and potentially reveals to the president things about the committee's existing investigation. This is a true breakdown in the entire oversight process.
So Nunes went rogue. Before discussing it with the ranking Democrat on the committee, he took the info to Speaker Paul Ryan and the president, and he held two press conferences.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting. I have confirmed that additional names of Trump transition team members were unmasked. None of this surveillance was related to Russia or the investigation of Russian activities or of the Trump team.
Ranking member Adam Schiff is not happy.
The committee has still not received the intercepts or other information that the chairman was referring to, and therefore it is really impossible for us to evaluate any of the merits of what the chairman has said. But I can say this. The chairman will need to decide whether he is the chairman of an independent investigation into conduct, which includes allegations of potential coordination between the Trump campaign and the Russians, or he is going to act as a surrogate of the White House, because he cannot do both. And unfortunately, I think the actions of today throw great doubt into the ability of both the chairman and the committee to conduct the investigation the way it ought to be conducted. I have expressed these grave concerns with the chairman. I only learned about this the way that all of you did when the chairman briefed the press in advance of briefing his own committee members. And that is a deep, deep problem. I think it does underscore the importance of establishing an independent commission, a body that is fully independent of any political considerations, including those that may emanate from the White House. That would certainly give me a lot of confidence that in addition to whatever work our committee does and this Intelligence Committee does, that there is a truly independent body that is looking into the grave issues that have been raised.
Even though Thursday is the day for the House to vote on the Obamacare repeal and replace, this is the story that dominated the news for the rest of Wednesday, prompting statements like this from CNN's Don Lemon.
As someone who was on the transition team, as someone who was trying to lead a nonpartisan investigation, it made him look like a shill for the White House.
And Senator John McCain weighed in.
It's a bizarre situation. What I think the reason why I'm calling for this select committee or a special committee is I think that this back and forth and what the American people have found out so far, that no longer does the Congress have credibility to handle this alone. And I don't say that lightly.
The House Intelligence Committee is investigating the Trump campaign's possible collusion with the Russians. To that end, Chuck Todd asked Adam Schiff if there was any evidence at this point.
So you have seen direct evidence of collusion?
I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial and is very much worthy of investigation. So that is what we ought to do. Now, again, I think we have been dealt a serious body blow to the credibility of our ability to get answers by today's events. And to me, it underscores the importance of having an independent commission look at this as a supplement to anything the Congress does.
And if all that wasn't enough, CNN late Wednesday had actual breaking news.
Extra, extra, read all about it, extra.
The FBI
FBI has information that indicates associates of President Donald Trump communicated with suspected Russian operatives to possibly coordinate the release of information damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign, U.S. officials told us. FBI Director James Comey made his bombshell announcement, as you'll recall, Monday before Congress that the FBI is investigating the Trump campaign's ties to Russia. So the FBI is now reviewing this information, which includes human intelligence, travel, business, and phone records, as well as accounts of in-person meetings, according to the officials we've spoken with. And the information is raising the suspicions of FBI counterintelligence investigators that the coordination may have taken place, though officials we've spoken with cautioned that this information was not conclusive and that this investigation is ongoing. The FBI would not comment, nor would the White House, though Trump officials have denied there is any evidence of collusion.
And that's today's dose of Nicole Sandler's What's News. Hear Nicole's show Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.